From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a sports show for folks who've never had a reason to throw Gatorade on another person. I'm your host, Luke Bronner, and this is part two of our 2018 sports predictions with my friend, Nate Williams. Hello, friends. Welcome again to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Bronner. We started this past Monday with my good friend, Nate Williams, making some predictions about 2018 and what we can expect from the sports world. Nate is back with me again today. Nate, welcome back.
Yeah, Luke, I love that you keep having me do this. I'm surprised every time you ask again. I feel like I blew it with that making fun of Canada stuff.
No, it was good. I liked it. But my Canadian co-hosts may not like it. I've got, you know, my hockey guys are Canadians.
Well, I did say that the Canadians were going to win hockey.
That's true. So, they probably will like that.
Yeah, and they celebrate and they dump maple syrup on each other and run around going, "Hey!"
Is that?
That's all I got. I don't imagine know much
that's
about it.
Genuinely, how you imagine Canada? Okay, so you got us sort of through March Madness. You told us March Madness is coming. You didn't name who you think is going to be like our college basketball champs this year,
right? So even though we're the second week of January, college basketball is kind of a different breed. Those teams with the teenagers, they're always kind of changing. So even though we have a favorite right now, like for instance right now, Arizona State is near the top of the rankings that nobody even thought would be any good this year. So it's way too early to actually pin anything on college basketball. But kind of like we said with the Patriots, it's always good, the safe picks. You know, Duke always does really well. Kansas is fantastic and somehow falls short. Kentucky, as it's coming along, all their freshmen always end up doing well right around March. So it's exciting that it's coming, but nobody has a clue who's going to do anything in
March. But I've asked you to be bold and make a prediction. So if you had to say someone today, you had to say, this is who I think is going
to get it. Today, I'd have to go with Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. They've struggled. They got three losses right now, but they are coming together, and they have a power forward. This is a very interesting story for a whole nother episode that got in a car wreck right as the season started, and he was a freshman. But then they wondered where he got this money for this car that he just got in a wreck in. So they haven't been letting him play, worried that people gave him the car. Wonderful weirdness of NCAA bylaws.
Yeah, that's amazing that you can keep up with all this stuff. Okay, so we get past March Madness. Jayhawks win. What do we have after that? That would be NBA, right?
Yeah, you have the NBA Finals Championship going on right as the same time as the Stanley Cup Finals going on for hockey. The two big ones right now in the NBA, you have Cleveland in the East, Boston kind of making a push depending on if Gordon Hayward comes back this year or not. And then in the West, Golden State Warriors. Man, they're a juggernaut, especially when Durant and Curry are both healthy. You really hope that the Houston Rockets, the hometown team, can get it together, but we've had a slump of late. I would love to pick Rockets, but going to say Golden State Warriors again this year.
Okay, there's a theme here of you picking like the safe.
Yeah, in the sports world, it's called picking chalk, and it's not that I'm picking safe, it's just that's where the money is. It's like a cliche is a cliche for a reason. If something comes true often enough, you know, chances are that's what's going to happen again.
Okay, so then Stanley Cup, is that something, do you follow hockey at all?
Very little, but my family actually watches it quite a bit, okay. And they are fans of the Pittsburgh Penguins, who do wonderful, and if we are continuing with the theme of picking chalk, Pittsburgh would be the one, although a very interesting story this year, we have the Las Vegas Golden Knights, their first year in the NHL. They started right after the Las Vegas shooting in the fall, and they are an expansion team. It's their first year in the NHL, and they've actually done tremendously well.
Okay.
So they would be just a really fun story, especially if they could take off in the playoffs, for just kind of the nation to get behind. You know, just the same way people rooted for the Astros because of Harvey, rooting for the Las Vegas because of the shooting.
What did you say the team name was?
Las Vegas Golden Knights.
That's an unfortunate name, but that's okay. So after we get past hockey and basketball, what's the next? Is it just baseball the rest of the year at that point?
Pretty much, but right as those are ending is in June. And this is where the saying, the dog days of summer kick in. All that's really going on is baseball. Near late July, you have NFL training camp, but it's just the slog of baseball. You know, it's every day, it's hot out, not as much going on with sports. You know, you have a random break for the Major League Baseball All-Star game, but it's summer, it's meant to be baseball. It's a fun time, I love it. I always love when the Astros are going, especially daily. You know, just watching those games, it's something to do.
Yeah, I can give you a list of other things to do if you ever need any help.
Well, don't worry. I have video games and other things.
That's true. Okay, so baseball then wraps up, I know this, in October, right?
Yeah, baseball will go all the way through October. So, like I said, NFL training camp starts late July, August. So you got the NFL starting up the first week after Labor Day. First weekend after Labor Day is when the NFL season starts. But then, yeah, you have the World Series in October, the baseball playoffs. You got to go Houston. That is a pick from the heart. They're coming back with a great team. We didn't hardly lose anybody. They've only added some relief pitching. It's going to be an exciting team to watch. They could break some records and hopefully end up in the World Series again. That was so much fun last year.
So you think if you're picking chalk, as they say, as we say.
Oh, yeah, you're saying
you think
now.
The Astros are the way to go.
Honestly, Vegas isn't picking Astros right now. A lot of the money is on the Dodgers. Part of it, baseball has a different salary structure, and the Dodgers spent over $200 million pretty much every year on their baseball team, and the Astros are barely over $100 million. So they have twice the payroll, and they just bring in more and more people. So Vegas and a lot of the smart money, chalk is going to the Dodgers. But baseball, anybody can win those things, especially over a seven-game series.
All right. Well, so as a recap, we've got the Patriots. These are your picks. You've got the Patriots winning the Super Bowl.
Patriots win the Super Bowl.
We had, was it March Madness? We've got the Olympics.
The Olympics will be exciting, and we'll talk about the Olympics as they get closer.
Yeah. You said Kansas in March, college basketball.
That's right. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
You've got Golden State Warriors.
In the NBA Finals.
And the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Pittsburgh Penguins in hockey.
Okay. With Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is just a fun story to follow.
Okay. So we're hoping they at least make it to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Okay. And then your heart says the Astros for...
Yeah, the Astros are exciting. Baseball. Even my wife, who doesn't care about baseball, will sit and watch a fourth of an Astros game.
Wow, yeah.
And then fall asleep for the three quarters of the game.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Nate, thank you so much for your predictions. We'll see if they come true.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Luke.
We'll see you next time.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @yaygosports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.